built the land up, you know, they fertilized it and built it up until they can just raise most anything right up on top of that hill. Where when I was a youngster there, well, they land there was more or less sandy and it didn't produce like it does now since they built it up.
What did you grow in your garden?
Just about everything that grows in a garden. Now, I won't say everything because there was things that we didn't like. And of course, Father would raise. He knew what we liked. He always made it a point to raise things that we liked. Mm-hmm. There was no use in him spending any money for seed for something that we didn't care for.
Tomatoes?
And yes, we always raised a world of tomatoes and always had a nice big potato patch, and we raised beans and peas and radishes and onions and lettuce and cucumbers and stuff like that. Cabbage. Yeah.
How about this vegetable that comes in a pond about that long? Grows on an upright plant, maybe 6 feet tall, big yellow flower. You can cut the thing up and fry it. You can boil it. If it boils too long, it's awfully slimy.
Well, what is the color of it when it's
green?
Hmm?
Okra?
Okra?
Huh?
Well, I can't recall my father ever raising any, but I raised a lot of it myself. Mm-hmm. So I got to myself and found out it was good. And we raised a lot of it. It's an easy thing to grow. And how it does produce, merciful heavens, you can go out and pick the darn stuff every day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's good.
Yes, I know.
I like it the best. Fried in cornmeal.
Mm-hmm.
And my wife back here, she's very fond of okra, but she prefers it in tomatoes. Fix that away. I can eat it that away, but if I'm going to be honest, I just don't like it near so well as I do fried in. And she'll sometimes, when she fixes it, she'll fix it both ways. She'll fix her some in tomatoes, and then she'll fry me some and fix it in cornmeal, because that's the way that I like it.
Boy.
Yep. There was another use for the cornmeal. Of course, my folks never had that kind of stuff. I don't know whether there was such a thing when I was a youngster. I guess there was, but I know we never had it.
Did you raise onions, too?
Onions? Oh, merciful heaven, yes. We raised onions, I should say so.
Have you ever heard those called ingerns?
Ingerns?
Uh-huh.
Yes, I have. But I don't think that's ingerns. Yes, I've heard people call them ingerns. But I don't know. I believe that's a slang word, isn't it?
Ingerns. Oh, in parts of the country, it's fairly common.
Is it?
I haven't
well, it could be. I've heard the word used, but I just suppose maybe it was more or less a slang word called ingerns. Yeah, I've heard it called that, all right. Yeah.
Did you have any of these onions that you could eat when they were small, eat them tops and all?
Oh, yes, goodness gracious. That's green onions?
Uh-huh.
Get them earlier out of the garden. Oh, goodness gracious. Early in the spring of the year, where they come from sets.
Uh-huh.
Put these sets out and pull them and then eat the onion, the top, and the whole business. Oh my goodness.
Well,
yeah.
You know, if a man can figure out a way to get those so they're always sweet, never strong,
that's right.
He'd have it made, wouldn't he?
He'd have it made. Yes, sir.
You mentioned beans. Did you raise any of those large yellow flat beans that you serve
in
the pod?
You mean the lima?
Uh-huh.
Or the old butter beans? We called them butter beans. They're limas is what they are.